Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our great friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read news site on the planet. It's your daily dose of total engagement. Now, we had on the schedule one Nick Gage for today, but I got a text from him today, and he said can't do today, and we're supposed to do tomorrow. Whatever he wants to do, I'm fine with. He's Nick Gage, and he scares me, and I think he's quite a talent. I think he's a great story. I did a lot of research on him today. I can't wait to talk to him. Big story, I guess, today. I don't know. It's a little bit of the bubbly all over social media. I made a couple myself. You can check them out over at Matt Kuhn Music. And also Cody versus the champion, Jericho, at Full Gear was announced. And there's a lot of Cody hate going around, like, you know, he's like Triple H. Or why is Cody get a shot? Well, first of all, where do you think Cody was going to be on the card? Let's say that Cody was in ownership and he did everything he did before and he was brought in to the organization and he wasn't part of the ownership at all. Don't you think he'd be at the top of the card getting a shot, especially after his last two matches? And secondly, who's a better contender? Who else would you replace him with? Nobody. Cody's the guy to go for the title this time. They're going to build that up on TV. Apparently, I guess that's the only thing I agree with, is kind of giving that away before they build it up on TV a little bit. But today, because we do not have our guest Nick Gage, we're going to do the show we're going to do the next day today. And that is Ask Matt Anything. Now, you get on the old internet, the Facebook at Total Engagement, or on Twitter at Total Engage Show, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Matt Kuhn Music, and you can ask questions. So we're going to get to these questions. Let's see here. First one is, when you consider how big is Batista's dick? Next one. I think I'm past those ones now. So let's get to the first question. What's your feeling on the same people getting the best seats for every major pay-per-view? Like the green shirt guy, the sign guy. I've only gotten front row once, and I feel these people should give a chance for others to see the show there. Life sucks, life is unfair, and there's a solution to every problem. I think that's my answer. No, if I have an inroad on the front row seats, I'm going to keep trying to get those front row seats. That's just the way I feel. If I feel like I have access to it, I'm going to try to keep getting it. At the same time, you, on the other hand, there are ways to do it. There's a solution that you haven't thought of yet. You're probably thinking in terms of A and B. Maybe either I can or I can't, but maybe there's another way you can figure out. Do some research. How do they get those front row seats? What kind of inroads can you make to get those seats? I guess that's too long an answer, but I'm just saying, don't hate on them. This is from Sam Messenger. What's your review of the little bit of bubbly memes and how good Jericho is at taking something and running with it? It's awesome. It's like they fell ass backwards into something fantastic, and Jericho leaned into it in the perfect way. And now the most talked about thing in wrestling is a little bit of bubbly. And I think it was perpetuated a bit by Jericho losing the title. It kind of got him more in our thoughts than he was before. And a little bit of bubbly thing has taken off. This guy is the champion. He's a deserving champion, and it's going to be a lot of fun watching him do his thing for AEW. Another question on Twitter from one of our most interactive fans, Alyssa in Chains, at Alyssa in Chains on Twitter. Thoughts on Cody challenging for the AEW title Full Gear? I guess what I said earlier, I think Cody's the guy. Why not do that now? Why not have that big match right now when they need to kind of make a splash? The only issue I have with it is they didn't build it up on TV before announcing it, but I think they're just trying to sell those tickets. Gorilla Juicehead on Twitter, at Hunter1504, asked a bunch of questions. Number one is, what's your opinion of the star potential of Brian Pillman Jr., and do you think he's going to WWE or AEW? If I was going to guess, I would say WWE. You know, AEW's got a lot of young talent. WWE will probably put a very high priority on him. And the potential, it's not really a fair question to ask me. I know the guy. I like the guy. He was my first ever interview, and I interviewed him when I was nothing, which I still am, and he was just like five matches deep. So I think Brian is going to be a fantastic future star anywhere he goes. From Twitter, is Marty Scurll going to WWE or AEW or staying where he is? There's no doubt in my mind he's going to AEW. There's no doubt. The friendships I saw him have with the other guys, was as close as any friendships I saw. He and Adam Page were inseparable all in weekend. I was backstage a lot. I saw them a lot. I think that kind of friendship, that kind of camaraderie with him and the other guys comes once in a lifetime. And I think he was very much a part of it. He wasn't like this peripheral guy. He was very much a part of this elite, and his contract situation didn't allow. In my opinion, he's counting down his time and he's going to go to AEW. From Jason Wilson, can you tell us how big Batista... How did you meet Conrad? From Chris Starr. Twitter and reaching out. He put out a tweet. Can anybody find me this instrumental song? I wrote him back and said, no, but I can make it for you. He said, go for it. And it went from there. I find that a lot of opportunities are lost by people who don't take them. So I take advantage of every opportunity I can. That particular time, though, I wasn't really making music at all. I just really liked that podcast. I just thought it was an amazing podcast. I was a fan of it. And I thought Conrad was a really good host. I did not know how much he would torment me in my life. But he's been a very important person in my life. And I look forward to seeing him StarCast 4 in Baltimore. Kenny Casanova, who actually is a great wrestling author. He's co-written and helped a lot of wrestlers write books like Sabu, a bunch of others. Highly recommend the Sabu book. List off the top 10 music performances you have seen live. 10's a lot. 10's a lot. But I just saw St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Of course, Paul Janaway, who's the singer of that band. If you've seen them, if you know him, he's a fucking rock star. And he's a big wrestling fan. God, he blew me away. I saw Nirvana. I'd have to put that in my top 10. I saw Guns N' Roses at what many think is the best concert they ever did, which is their last show of the, God, what was it, 91 tour at the LA Forum. And I would say Monsters of Rock when I was a teenager, which had Van Halen and Scorpions and Kingdom Come, Dawkins, and Metallica played that bill. So I've seen a lot of good shows. It's hard for me to pick, you know, 10 off the top, but those are the ones that spring to mind. The Guns N' Roses one, Monsters of Rock one. Oh, Jimmy Page's solo tour and Jimmy Page with the Black Crowes playing Led Zeppelin songs. Can't forget about those. And anytime I saw Blues Traveler, I've seen Blues Traveler a whole bunch. This is from Larry. Larry is at Instagram, a wrestling historian. He's got this huge Instagram site. He's a friend of the show, a friend of Why It Ended. What is my favorite song I made that was used for a wrestling event? Well, I mean, I'd have to say the Chelsea Green song for All In. I was really happy with that one. Although I get happy anytime any of my music's playing. I was actually just working the door for Mick Foley or CM Punk's panel, you know, because I'm good at yelling at people and being friendly to people, which you need to do both. And I heard my song being played as the Fight TV bumper song, like a song I've had on this show. I just call it Funky Rock Song. And it just gets me jacked. It's always fantastic. Favorite Nirvana song, Heart-Shaped Box. I think that was the height of their songwriting. Who are worse gatekeepers, wrestling fans or metal rock fans? Which fandom is more difficult to enter based on your fanboy neckbeards? I'm part of both and think it's difficult to introduce people to either based on their fandoms, Twitter/social media. Dude, I gotta say, like, metalheads are like the best audience and the friendliest audience of any audience I've ever worked in, whether it be hard rock or jazz or anything, even though the metalheads can be, intimidating to some people. They are the friendliest audience I've ever played to, the friendliest culture I've ever been in. I guess second most would be like maybe the jazz, R&B culture, but definitely better than wrestling fans, because wrestling fans, the fringe of them that are on social media like myself, make things very difficult. Troy Stelman asked me, who is the wrestler that made you into a fan when you were younger? I guess in a way Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan faced Piper, and I liked Piper, and Hulk Hogan faced Orndorff, and I liked Orndorff. I would say Hogan. I would say that natural charisma of like, dude, this whole fucking place is going batshit over this guy. He must be somebody important. This is from Eddie Wrestling. Which wrestler, if you met for the first time, would make you pop like a child? And I think what he means is cheer, like as if I was a kid. Wow, I've gotten to meet just about everybody I've ever wanted to meet. I guess Ric Flair. I still haven't met Ric Flair. Passed him in the hallway once. Matthew and I were walking backstage at the Hall of Fame. Backstage at the Hall of Fame a couple years ago, Conrad and Ric Flair were walking opposing us. So you could see them getting closer and closer, but they were definitely in a hurry somewhere. So I didn't even bother them. And I would love to meet Ric Flair. I guess that's the one that would make me go crazy. Brad Gamble asks, is there a wrestler out there now that you would like to create music for? Well, I mean, Sami Zayn, of course. But besides Sami, I would say Will Ospreay. He's a fantastic wrestler. Orange Cassidy. I already know the theme I'd have for Orange Cassidy. But I guess my answer is Will Ospreay or Orange Cassidy. And our last question is from Reno Dean Valentino. What would it take you to get to be a regular follower of 205 Live? Any ideas on how to make that brand stand out from the pack? Full disclosure, it is the only show I watch regularly. I got to tell you, wrestling's not enough. Wrestling's not enough. I need stars. So if you show me there's a star on that show, or you move a star to that show, I think I watched it a little bit when Enzo moved there and when Neville moved over there. Put some stars on the show or create some people that are must-watch stars. You can't just have good wrestling with above-average or upper-mid-card guys. You need to have a star on it. If you treat it like a show without a star, people aren't going to watch it. But I hope people are listening to us, Total Engagement, every single day. And hopefully tomorrow, Nick Gage. Now, if Nick Gage isn't here, I'm going to tell you what I'll do. Nothing. Nothing at all. Nick is a very nice man. He can do whatever he likes. And hopefully he joins us tomorrow on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.